B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, Zo. Hi, Hottie.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How we doing?
Boy, first of all, we have to apologize to the morning show. We spent a decent amount of time yesterday laughing at their nutshell podcast and how they were written. And I come in today and I go, all right, who is it? Bert or Nick? Confess. And Lockhart goes, what?
Website glitch, they're claiming.
He goes, I write everything. Why? And I go, let me read what you wrote yesterday. And he pulled it up on his computer. Looked perfectly well written. Then he goes and looks at it as it's uploaded. And he goes, I didn't write that. Look, this is what he goes, this has been going on forever. They think I'm illiterate. I'm like, yeah, we thought you were illiterate.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So there's something in the upload process that transcribes it differently or
maybe that's what's been going on with Antonio Brown's tweets as well.
It's the computer.
It's the bad computer that is uploading them and is changing what they say when they upload them. That's what's happening, guys.
That could be it. See us in a nutshell.
I have a question.
See us in a nutshell.
Why, yeah, I see us. I'm in a nutshell. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why is it not happening to anybody else's podcast descriptions? T-Bone, have you run into this problem? I don't think you've run into that problem.
Maybe we don't have to apologize. Maybe they're trying to cover it.
Network trafficking.
Well, issues. Make sure you download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app to get all of our podcasts and stream us at any time. Get all the latest sports news as well in the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Yeah, it's okay. Okay. Antonio Brown is gone. He's no longer here with the New England Patriots. Right. I'm not upset. Hardy's not upset.
No.
Jim's not upset. I don't know. Zo, are you upset?
Not anymore, no.
Zo's over it.
I got over it in 2 days.
It took him a couple of days, but he's over it.
As soon as game day started, I felt good.
Okay, Zo feels good again, so he's over it.
Like Saturday, I was bummed. I was bummed.
Maybe Tom Brady should get over it.
Oh.
Maybe he should get over it, too. Maybe you should talk to your friend Tom and tell him to get over it, because it sounds like he's not over it. That, according to Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston, in listening to what he has had to say and what he's written about it since Antonio Brown was cut by the Patriots on Friday.
You know,
Tommy Curran, who has quick slants with Kyle Van Noy, by the way.
Yeah. You know what's interesting?
What?
So Curran sort of has the inside to Papa Brady, the dad.
Oh,
somebody was in
Tommy
town.
Curran is very plugged into the Brady camp and Tom Brady himself.
Somebody was in town on that video. Hey, Dad, what do you think of... I think Dad would really get to know and sit down and talk to Tommy how he felt. And then little Benny goes, on the Buffalo, 3-0.
So
being 3-0.
In addition to his duties on Quick Slants on NBC Sports Boston, he also does a podcast on NBC Sports Boston.
Who, Kyle Van Noy?
No, Tommy Curran.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And had this to say. Have a listen.
Uh-oh.
As for Tom Brady, he wanted Antonio Brown to play football for the Patriots. He understood the team was in a situation where they were wafer thin at wide receiver, and that adding one of the best players in the National Football League at that position was going to make his life drastically better and increase the chances the team was going to win a crap load of games and perhaps a 7th world title. That's all changed now. And when Antonio Brown went out the door, Tom Brady, who wanted Antonio Brown here, who really doesn't ask for much, I've been told, who basically goes along and takes what's given to him, he wasn't that psyched. again, I don't know if he registered an opinion as to whether or not Antonio Brown had only himself to blame, but he was happier when Antonio Brown was here than he is now that he's gone. And you could almost hear that when he sat with Jim Gray, or actually called in with Jim Gray, during the Westwood One interview on Monday Night Football.
Not psyched. Not psyched about the departure of Antonio Brown. Again, that's Patriots Talk Podcast, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Curran. Less than pleased that Antonio Brown was walking out that door.
So that happened after practice Friday, correct? The release of Brown?
It did. Yeah, Friday, yeah. About 4:15.
So that's 3 days of game plan and 3 days of brushing up and crossing the T's and dotting the I's on everything and throwing out what you don't do well and keeping in the game plan. So I think, you know, when they left that building, he may not have known they were getting released, that he was getting released.
Remember when we listened to Tom Brady with Jim Gray yesterday?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm just an employee.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that all the time.
Remember how he said, yeah, there's something there. It's sort of odd.
Can we go back and listen to that? I want to hear the tone
sure.
of it again.
Yeah, just like, give Jim a minute to pull it up.
Yeah, but I mean, we could sit here and look at it and read transcripts and that, but I think the tonality of things, and I think that's what Tom's referencing.
You guys thought it was crazy when I said that.
And Jim was all over
this.
It.
Jim said this. I said, uh-uh. No.
It's like, maybe. It just... It's hard to know. It's hard to know,
It's hard
right?
to know because you get so much Brady speak, and a lot of this is repetitive.
Right. It's hard to know. I wouldn't say I thought you were crazy. It's just hard to know. It's hard to say and read into what Brady is saying because Brady uses just a lot of words. Sometimes
nothing.
You don't know whether he's just saying things just to take up the time and say something.
Yeah.
Or if there's some sort of extra meaning behind what it is he's actually saying. So if you missed this yesterday, here's the clip we played of Brady yesterday talking about this and more specifically about, well, how it relates to not being an owner and being just an employee and just doing his job and being just another guy.
Tom, there's been reports that you and Bill Belichick were on one side and that you are not on the same page with Bob Kraft, who decided to release Antonio Brown. Is that accurate?
Well, I think there's always reports and speculation about a lot of things that I have said or have not said or been a part of. The reality is I don't make any personnel decisions. I don't decide to sign players. I don't decide to trade them. I don't decide to release them. I don't decide to draft them. I don't get asked. I show up and I do my job. I'm an employee like everyone else. I'm going to show up this week and do the best I can do as quarterback. Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want, but I would probably have to play another 20 years in the NFL to be able to afford that.
Or perhaps you could use Giselle's money. I would assume that Giselle's money is your money. I mean, you're a united couple, perhaps she'll let you use it for that.
You're right. I think she'd probably put her money somewhere else. She's an environmentalist. She wants to put it toward conservationism. Oh, so.
If you agree to...
Okay, we all whiffed on something here yesterday. We all missed something here.
What did we miss?
They're talking about a personnel decision.
Yeah.
About a player. Is it usual for Tom Brady, when talking about roster decisions in the past, to reference the owner?
Coach.
He has always in the past gone to Bill.
Coach.
Always.
You know, coach makes those decisions.
Coach makes those decisions. And we missed this. He said, maybe someday I'll be an owner.
Was he with him when he got released?
With who?
Like, when did what was the timing of the release?
What do you mean? With who?
Was Brady with Brown? Did they just assume we're showering, we're getting up? If he's
carpooling back to Brookline?
No. Say they're up at TB12. Like, you know,
also possible.
Done. All getting work done. Like, 10 of them go up there after practice. So on Friday, it's kind of a light day. You get out of there a little bit earlier. You go up to the stadium there, and are they? So one guy get massage in one room, one in the other, and then the call
or
comes.
Remember that scene in Tom versus Time where they're all, you know, Tom's getting his legs worked on or Edelman's getting massaged or they're all just sort of hanging around together? Was one of those scenes playing out at TB12?
And then
it's Brown and Brady and a call comes in?
That could have happened, right? They could have been in the same car if he's staying with him. You know what I mean? Driving back.
That Instagram post, Brady put 3 hearts as a comment underneath Antonio Brown's Instagram post.
On Friday.
Yeah, we missed that.
We did. We missed that. We all whiffed on that. Everybody did. He went to the owner there. He didn't go to his coach. He went to the owner. But he also references, I'm just another guy.
But hey,
I don't make these calls. No one wants my input. So here's Tommy Curran on that and what he's sensing on that.
The fact that Antonio Brown is elsewhere, I find it interesting when Brady says, well, maybe if I'm an owner someday, I can make all the decisions I want. And you can really hear it in his voice, too, when he says, I don't make the decisions. I don't get asked about draft. I don't get asked about players. It's kind of a, hey, I just work here. And I wrote while they were in Tennessee that Brady is approaching the season as if he is employee number 12. I come to work, I put my stuff down on my cube, I do what I'm told, and at the end of the day, I leave. Has it ever been differently? I don't know, but I do think that there is an embrace right now by Brady of, if they wanted me, if they wanted my input, they'd come to me. They don't. As a result, I'll just do what they tell me to do. I also felt that mentioning the owner was interesting, as was Brady also mentioning that, for about the third time, that him signing off in Antonio Brown to Robert Kraft was a private conversation that Kraft shared. Kind of another rap with the newspaper to the owner about sharing that conversation. And I also go back to the summer when Brady jokingly said, why don't you ask Mr. Kraft about the contract extension that he was hoping to get?
Uh-huh.
Add all those things up, and I don't think at this juncture Brady is looking at his situation with the Patriots and feeling 100% comfortable with the way things are heading. Look, I'm not saying that there is any kind of a massive rift between the two sides, meaning Brady and Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft, but I do think that Brady at times, inevitably, will look at his situation and say, I got an expiring contract that I didn't want. I'm surrounded by players offensively that really aren't going to help me throw the ball. And I'm not sure what my future really brings. So where would an employee look if he had frustrations? He'd look upstairs, whether it be the head coach or the owner. And I think that that dynamic is absolutely going on right now. Now, the Patriots, to be fair, have drafted Isaiah Wynn, N'Keal Harry, and Sony Michel in the last year. That's three offensive players. So while I continue to bang the drum about the fact that he doesn't have anybody to throw to, the team has expended some resources, or a lot of high resources, on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, Jim, you know how you've accused us of saying poor Tom Brady in the past?
Yeah.
That is poor Tom Brady. Oh, my. Is his situation really that bad? Is Tom Brady's situation here that dire? Is he in a horrible position with the Patriots right now?
No.
Have they somehow set him up for failure?
No, they're 3-0. They've made him look good. Play action, running backs, all that stuff has made him look good. Has allowed him to throw the ball.
He's got to get over it. We'll talk more about this.
617 points a game to win games.
617-779-0985. It appears Tom Brady's upset about the departure of Antonio Brown. We'll discuss it further with your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady, as of now, is set to go into a contract year for the first time in his career. My understanding is no new deal is on the horizon at this point.
I've earned it. I don't know. You guys, that's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think? Should we take a poll? All right. Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Kraft also told me that when he broke the news to Tom Brady yesterday, Brady initially said, I'm 100% in.
Well, that was, you know, a private conversation that I wish, you know, had remained private.
2 minutes later, Tom came back, said to Kraft, I'm 1,000% in.
The reality is I don't make any personnel decisions. I don't decide to sign players. I don't decide to trade them. I don't decide to release them.
Then he came back 2 minutes later and said, I'm 1,000,000% in.
I don't get asked. I show up and I do my job. I'm an employee like everyone else.
I mean, really, Is Brady in that bad of a way here? We've talked about it with Brady. We've talked about how this year, prior to them getting Antonio Brown, I know what we said. We said it might be tough at times. Before we knew they had Josh Gordon coming back, by the way.
Right.
It might be tough to grade him out at times. He doesn't have the best assets here.
All this stuff was before Edelman was cleared cleared for his health issue. Gordon was not reinstated yet. And he had Jacoby Myers, Gunnar Olszewski, Braxton Berrios, a banged-up N'Keal Harry, who really couldn't even get through three
practices.
Well,
wait, Gordon has changed things, though.
Gordon has changed things.
Gordon's
massively
out there, and he looks great.
But again, see, I go and I watch these games. Like, I'm sitting there. I'm getting, of all people, getting pissed off watching these other quarterbacks play. And you look at some of the talent they have and some of the speed that guys like Mitch Trubisky have. And if I'm Brady and I'm sitting there watching this, too, it's like, this is why he wants some of that stuff, too. I've been doing this 20 years. Jesus, I have one tweet about the refs, and they hold a damn conference call, and penalties are down 50% after I tweet something. Like, the guy's got some stroke in the league, but yet he doesn't seem to have any stroke to help assemble who he may like to throw to. And not that he should, because it's always been the coach's decision who to bring in. Now, is that interesting that Mr. Kraft broke the news to him about Antonio Brown? It wasn't football. I thought football did this and didn't have to get the okay through Kraft, what we talked about yesterday. You just played the Al Michaels sound there saying Robert Kraft called Tom Brady to break the news of them getting and acquiring Antonio Brown.
Kraft also told me that when he broke the news to Tom Brady yesterday, Brady initially said, I'm 100% in.
Like, everybody's reporting different stuff, too, on this. And we're never going to get the real, real answer of how this went down.
100% in.
Well, that also makes it sound like they signed off, the ownership signed off on it, and that debunks the Russillo report.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, does it, though? I mean, the ownership would find out before Brady. It would also make it sound.
I don't know. If you're Josh McDaniels and Bill tells you, hey, I'm bringing in Brown, I'm rushing to pick up the phone to call a quarterback.
Or was it, Tom, do you believe what Bill just did? He just signed Antonio Brown, and Brady's like, I'm all in. I'm 100% in. That could have been the way it went.
Do you know what it might be? Do you know what that call might be about now that we're sort of framing it in this conversation? Kraft knows that Brady's annoyed. Annoyed about the contract. Annoyed about the lack of receivers. Whatever it might be. Because he's clearly annoyed after the fact about this conversation being made public. And he calls him to break him some good news. Tom, guess what we did? We went and got Antonio Brown. Doesn't that make you happy?
I couldn't wait to tell him.
Doesn't that make you happy, Tom? We're trying to do good things here. We're trying to make you happy.
The quarterback went out, and I'm 100%. I'm a million in now. And then Kraft's going to run and tell people, like, damn, quarterback's so excited. Like, everybody thought it was going to work.
Like buying him a toy to cheer him up.
Yeah. Hey, your Ferrari's here.
That's what he's doing.
I got your Ferrari. I know you have a Maserati, but we need your Ferrari. That's faster, right?
You know, because Tommy Karen brought up the summertime. Why don't you go ask Mr. Kraft? Whatever the hell happened there, whatever the annoyances were there.
It came down quick right after that.
I know it did.
Yeah.
But whatever was lingering from that, Kraft said, you know what? I'm going to call Tom myself. I'm going to let him know.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know that we want what he wants and we're all on the same page. And that we went and got Antonio Brown. He called him and told him that. Trying to cheer him up. And now what? Tom, 11 days later, is saying, well, why'd you get rid of him? I thought you were all in on this guy. I thought you wanted this player. And I'm maybe thinking that from the player's perspective, he's thinking, you knew the baggage with this guy, and then 11 days in, you bail because of that same baggage, right? Because the player just sort of compartmentalizes all of it as, yeah, this guy's got baggage, and oh, there's baggage, and you knew it. So if we were going on board with Antonio Brown, you're either in or you're out.
And is he still mad at some of the mad camp that he got that he's not here? Meaning, okay, it's a civil lawsuit. We've talked about this. We talk about wiping slates clean for guys. Now all of a sudden, the guy sends a couple texts and stuff, and now we're cutting people because of texts. He goes, he probably knows stuff that goes on within the team that we don't know about that still has guys here and still keeps guys here. Whether it's an issue, maybe a speeding ticket or a DUI, who knows?
By the way,
they sweep under the rug.
Tom Brady, even as of this morning, is still liking posts that Antonio Brown is putting on Instagram.
What was the post that he liked?
A picture of Antonio Brown. That it's a drawing of him where his head is all blue, his hair is red, and he has a white star on the side of his head.
Dallas.
Almost like a Dallas Cowboy.
Let me see it.
And it says, you're gonna,
he's going a Cowboy.
It almost could be interpreted as Patriot or Cowboy-like. But he says, the caption is, remember when you're back against the wall and the world be against you, just wait on the Lord. Oh, yes. Hashtag call God. Hashtag never settle for less.
Who,
yeah.
Dak's not signed down there right yet. Right? They could have a contract issue with Dak. They may have some money to spend on a quarterback in free agency. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I'd love it. Yeah, send him to Dallas. I thought he was done with the NFL, though. But Tom Brady made sure to like the post.
Hey.
So Tom Brady is still very much liking the social media activity of Antonio Brown.
Can you imagine Jerry says, screw it. I'd bring all kind of crazy people in here. Civil lawsuits. I get civilly sued 10 times a month. I get sued over my bus. I had that Greg Hardy in here. We'll bring him in here. Man, we got to go up there and play the Patriots. What are they going to do? Play a little more man, a little more zone, a little less man. Imagine that.
But is Brady going to let this derail him mentally?
No. God,
get over it.
No, he doesn't do that. No, he does.
You've got enough right now to get by. You've got a defense that is doing just fine.
I don't find one problem liking something that's with somebody you played with and obviously have a relationship with now because you spent a ton of time with him these past 2 weeks. It's not like he's liking a picture of him going into a courthouse or something or throwing something off a deck. Yeah.
You've got a defense that hasn't given up a touchdown yet this season.
Man.
They've yet to do that.
How many times is Buffalo going to score this week?
I don't know. But your defense hasn't given up a touchdown yet. You've scored 33, and I know there's been defensive scores, but you've put up 33, 43, and 30 points in three games. You've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
You scored on your first three drives right out of the gate on Sunday. Mm. You're doing okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. You think you're going to make the playoffs? Think you're going to be able to compete?
Oh, the AFC East is tough. You look at the record in the AFC East. It's actually not as good playing outside of the division, actually. They keep thinking it's tomato can division. They should be in the playoffs, Beetle. I don't know. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Ryan, who's in Walpole. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Great show. This Brady guy, yeah, he's got a tough life, man. I feel bad for him. But enough with this, you know, I'm just an employee thing. Because, you know, when they went to sign Antonio, they called Tom. You think they called the other 52 guys?
No.
To say, exactly. So they called him. So clearly he has some pull. He makes some decision. What if they called him and he said, no, I don't want him. I don't want to throw him the ball. Would they have not signed him?
What? No. I don't want him. I don't want to play.
I'm not going to throw him the ball.
I don't want a hot dog. I don't want a hamburger. I want Spalding.
I think I understand the point he was trying to make.
If Tom Brady had fought back against the signing, would they have still signed him?
Right.
I think they would have. Yeah. I actually think they would have. I don't think that would have stopped them. Yeah.
I mean, it's been 20 years of...
The first point was a much better point.
With who they
are they calling any of the other 52 players on the roster? Is the owner picking up the phone and calling any other player to let them know who they
signed?
None
of them have a relationship with
None.
That guy.
Nobody else is doing that. It's a very valid point. Jumpin' in Needham. Jumpin'.
I'm going to guess his name isn't Jumpin'.
Well, Jumpin' jumped off the line.
I don't want to... Yeah.
What?
Calls probably aren't going to be great today. Where's Jim in Connecticut? Jumping. Did he call you?
Barely. Nope.
Know him.
Nope. Instead, we will go to headlines. Wrecked How does
him.
That sound?
Damn near killed him.
How's that sound to you?
What?
Headlines with Hardy?
Let's go.
Okay, we'll do that. 617-779-0985. We'll try and get Jumping back on the line and get back to your calls after these headlines with Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Because I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I will walk 500 miles and I would walk 500.
You know what today is? No, it's not Ode to Jim Plunkett Day. A one-hit wonder. It's one-hit wonder day. Is this Dexysman 900? No.
This is the Proclaimers.
They do Come On Eileen. That's right.
Dexys Midnight Runners.
Another one-hit wonder.
This is...
We got that one coming.
This is a fantastic album, though. Shame that they were a one-hit wonder. Sunshine on Lathe. Wonderful, wonderful long-playing record.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
You don't hear many people use the word haver.
No. I mean, I just looked it up.
Oh, haveral?
So, like the Scottish definition of haver.
Is it a word that anyone uses outside of Scotland?
I'm Scottish. I'm Scottish and I sing this music.
If I haver?
If I wake up, when I wake up, I'm going to be Scottish.
To talk nonsense, gibberish, or talking. To speak rubbish.
We're talking in a pub.
So if you're havering, you're just babbling. BSing. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Let's go shave our sheep.
Yes, that's right. So
shave the sheep with a shear. Scotland, make some sweaters.
617-779.
Leave your lawn. The Scots, what happened to him? Not a lot of good-looking lawns out there, though. Hot summer. Maybe make some seed that'll last there, pal, Scotty. I heard of feed your lawn that much lately, have you? Haven't. That guy just went away.
You do your fall treatment yet?
Oh, yeah. Tell you what. Hit that sucker about a week and a half ago. Green. It is as green
really
can get. I know yours is green, right?
You
got an issue in the front, though.
The front, yeah. It just takes a beating.
Actually, shutting down sprinklers. Getting so much, like too much water.
I'm blowing them out, huh?
Blow them out pretty soon. Two more weeks, blow them out.
617-779-0985. Stan's in Medfield. Hi, Stan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi,
Stan. Hey,
are people seriously calling up, or are you guys like, is anyone trashing Tom Brady? Are people trashing Tom Brady right now? Are people talking negative about Tom Brady? It sounds like people are ungrateful and selfish. Like the what he's done for your fan base is ridiculous. Let him have what he wants. He deserves it. He's earned it.
I'm just glad he's got the refs to hold the flags a little bit longer. That's what I'm
This is the problem with the New England fan base. You ran Manny into the ground and called him names after all the stuff that he did. You did it to Nomar.
No, we just said get him the tickets.
Manny was here for nearly 8 years. Antonio Brown was here for 11 days. You think that's a good comparison?
No.
Guys.
Do you think that's a good comparison? It's your comparison, not mine.
What Tom Brady has done for your fan base...
So he can never be wrong?
Anything about him.
Who's taking away any of his accomplishments? Does that mean Tom Brady can never be wrong? He's always right.
He deserves to be wrong if he's wrong, but you don't deserve to trash him. Because you know what? Like, I keep repeating myself. What he's done...
Who's trashing him?
The dude takes pay cuts so you guys get a better team every year. He should have walked years ago because you guys won't pay him. It's like, it's insane. It's the most selfish fan base in the country. It's ridiculous.
Who's your team? Just curious.
It's not the Patriots.
Who is it?
Yeah, why would it make a difference?
Because we're talking sports.
This is fun.
We're having fun on a sports show. Sports talk shows.
You guys wouldn't have the careers.
Oh God, Stan, you're humorless.
I kind of agree with him though. I think the Patriots fan base is very selfish, and whiny, and they're like spoiled children. They are.
Yeah, but how's that related to Tom Brady and what we're talking about? That can all be true. Both can be true.
I tell you how it factors in.
Yeah, whiny crybabies. Great, fine, factual. What's the problem?
You think of the fan base as spoiled children.
Yes.
And spoiled children act like nothing is ever good enough. You give spoiled children first class seats on a flight down to Disney World. Like, how come I can't steer the plane? You know? Nothing's ever good enough.
Depends what movie's on.
And for anybody who's got a problem with Brady, this caller is saying you're spoiled and you're ungrateful. Yeah, there's something to it.
Oh, and then you take him to Disney, and then you're staying on the property there, and you're staying at the beach club, and then all of a sudden they're running commercials for the ability to stay in the Magic Kingdom and inside Cinderella's castle. Like, why don't we stay inside the castle? Like, you're here. Right.
But his point
is... nothing's ever good enough, like having a first-round receiver, a former All-Pro, a Super Bowl MVP... couple first round picks on the offensive line and the number one defense in the NFL.
Greatest tight end ever.
Correct. That wasn't good enough.
Who's complaining
for Tom
about
Brady.
That?
Tom Brady is. Okay. Apparently, according to Tommy Curran, that wasn't enough.
Who's in a huddle with him Sunday?
3-0 in a defense that hasn't given up a touchdown.
First snap. Who's in a huddle with him Sunday?
Not enough.
I asked this question of the summer. Do you think Brady would rather score 35 points a game or have the number one defense in the NFL?
35 points a game. No doubt.
Number one defense.
I think that's how could you say otherwise today?
It'd be
knowing
one,
what you're hearing
number
from
one
Tommy
defense
Curran.
In the NFL.
Because what was the what
because he's upset about Antonio Brown today.
On. What was the final of the AFC Championship?
I don't even know.
Right.
Oh, 34, 31, whatever
right.
It was.
I mean, 35 almost wasn't good enough to win you that game. I think Brady would rather have the number one defense because Brady is confident enough in himself to say, give me the number one defense. You give me any collection of anybody's, I'll go out there and get you 20 a game. And if the number one defense is going to hold opponents on average to 17, we'll win more than we lose, and that'll be enough to get it done. I think Brady would take the number one defense as opposed to just 35 points a game, and you're not telling me anything else?
Okay,
so why is he complaining?
So the 3-0.
So what's his problem?
The
3-0.
They're on it. They're on a road in Buffalo where it's going to be noisy. So say they come out regular personnel, which means fullback, running back, two wides, and a tight end. Who's in a huddle with Tom Brady when he takes that first snap on Sunday at Buffalo? 1 o'clock. It's going to be Dorsett, good. Jacoby Myers,
good.
Yakob Johnson at fullback.
International
Sony, Sony Michel. So come on, you're downplaying it. Gordon's on the
Sony field. Michel.
Edelman,
Matt Lacoste, or maybe Izzo. Well, Lacoste didn't play, so it's probably Izzo.
So why is Gordon sitting?
I'm just saying regular personnel.
Gordon's out there in regular personnel, no?
Is he an X or is he a Z? One guy's an X, one's a Z.
Is Edelman not playing?
I think that's your way of downplaying the personnel.
I think Edelman sits this week.
All right.
And what if they start with three wide receivers and two running backs?
It's
and
badass.
You have James White and Rex Burkhead.
Badass.
And you have Dorsett
James
and you have
White.
Gordon.
It'll be 17-0 first quarter.
Yeah, did you mention James White?
No, because it's regular personnel.
No, because he's trying to downplay.
First snap. You're playing up. You're playing along. Oh, in a new house. Ted Karras. Maybe Cunningham, if Cannon got nicked.
I like Milhouse. And Ted Karras seems to have figured out his...
Ted's been great.
His shotgun snap woes.
Ted has been great.
Sort of. Better than they were.
Yeah.
Better than they were.
I'm not going to fault Brady for wanting one more weapon. If anything, fault him for not being able to see the forest for the trees on Antonio Brown and trying to downplay it and saying, I wish it, you know, wouldn't have... become a public conversation thing. I mean, if you're talking about the model employee and your boss comes to you and say, hey, you know, we just hired so-and-so to do middays with you guys. You going to be a team player on this? Yes, absolutely. I'm all in 100%. It, you know, what you say goes. But if he really personally felt that way, I can see where he wouldn't want that getting out because that puts his... that puts his decision-making in question. Really? You
but
were a million
like
percent in
you know,
on this guy that seemingly everybody else said, not this character.
Well, the radio interview the other day where he's talking about caring deeply. Like, you care deeply about him? Do you really care deeply about Antonio Brown? You knew him for a week and a half. Care deeply? I can see if you say you care deeply about a guy who had been here for 10 years, that's not
Brady,
10 days.
That's Brady speak, though. That's like, I care about all my teammates. That's him just blending it with everybody.
He's a very caring person.
But it was an answer specifically about Antonio Brown.
I know it was, but I just he's on this new positivity and caring.
Which
and
is one thing. That's fine. Positivity and caring is great. But when you're answering about Antonio Brown and you put it in the context of him feeling like it's some sort of mistake to have done what they did the other day, and you're pinning it on ownership and not the coach like you did with Jim Gray, and it's about caring deeply. Ooh, caring deeply. You could see if you're talking about a guy you played with for a while.
So who made that call to Brady? Like again, when that all went down, was he with Brown? Or did Bill call Brady and say, hey, we're cutting the kid? Or did he just find out, like on the waiver wire, like we all do? Or on Twitter?
617-779-0985. We will get to your calls. I see there are many more of them.
Hi.
And we will get to next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Come.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is it one hit wonder? Flock of Seagulls has a lot.
Give me another one. Play it. Give me one more title.
I can't think of it.
Name
while
it.
This
name
is playing
it
in my ear.
Name it. You know what I want to know? Who decides on these days?
And it's
who decides today? Yeah. One hit wonder day.
And it's never an American band.
Today's Coffee Day. Today's
It's always the Europeans, the Scottish. Now you got a Brit. Like Nina 99 Loof Balloons.
National,
she's Russian.
Band Vaping Day. Whatever the day is, you know, right. Like national whatever day.
Cheeseburger Day.
Who decides these things?
There's another Flock of Seagulls song called Wishing. I bet we all know that. Wishing I had a photograph of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That choice, Jim.
Who chose this?
Jim did.
Jim.
Now, did you consult any other list, or
like,
did you just
Jim,
say
like
to yourself they're a
one-hit
wonder, Jim?
The all-power.
It was on a one-hit wonders playlist.
Well, no,
that's
bad
a bad list. That's
poorly
a pretty good
informed list.
One.
This is the other one?
Two. This is Prince. One, two, three. She won't rest.
This is Wishing. This Flock of Seagulls.
That sounds like Prince.
It does sound a little, you know what, you had something there.
Give me Raspberry Beret real quick.
No, there's a similarity there.
But you know this song.
I don't instantly recognize this song.
Listen. It's not the way you it's like bad 80s movies.
This is not a hit. This should not be considered a real hit.
It's a big hit.
Scott sounds like Raspberry Beret to me.
Photograph of you. There's something to remind me.
Two, one, two, three.
I spend my life just wishing.
It's much better.
Yeah, what else did this guy ever do?
No, this is when he was the sign.
Prince, no, right? It's not.
Oh, way before that.
What's his boss's name?
Boss is Mr. McGee.
What'd he say?
Well, he told me several times. Didn't like my...
What?
Because I... A little bit too leisurely.
Oh, you're lazy.
Seems that I was always busy doing something. Close to nothing.
Nothing.
But different.
Than the day before. But that's when I saw her.
Oh, Jim. We were enjoying
this
ourselves.
This is just as good.
I nailed it.
This is not a hit. Keep that on a little low during the angry phone calls. Tim and Quincy. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
Good. I just got to say, what's with all this Brady trashing?
No kidding.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
All right, this man's
They're
won
spoiled.
The Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl last year with 3-0.
It's like doing a show with two brats. Station,
why does your station, home of the Patriots, spend its whole time trashing the Patriots? Trashing Brady. Why are you laughing? I don't get
do you,
it.
Do you listen to our show at all?
I do. I do.
Yeah, do we trash?
That's all we do here is trash
all we do is trash the Patriots.
Oh, come on.
I would say a decent amount of the time would be spent trashing the Patriots or talking about man gossip. We're talking about what Brady said and how do we feel about what he said and
that's what sports talk radio is.
What's man gossip?
No, you could actually talk about the sports or the games or the 3-0.
Okay, what do you think? How do you think Buffalo's
talk about the Jets? Let's have a long conversation about the game against the Jets. You have a lot of thoughts. Did you have a lot of thoughts while the game was going on? Because I tell you what, the people who were actually at the game, they didn't think too much of it. They actually got up and left. They were doing others.
Why are you saying that?
What? Okay, you said you wanted to talk about the game. Talk about the game. What do you have to say about the game?
On sports talk, aren't you supposed to talk about
No, you. You said you wanted to talk about the game.
You've got the forum.
So you, talk about this Sunday in Buffalo. Go.
We're handing it over to you.
All right, Patriots 3-0. All right. What
good show.
Are they going to... What?
No, talk about the game.
Like a good show.
Shut up. Let him talk about the game. Go.
What type of offense are they going to try and attack the Patriots with? What kind of setup? Remember when you guys are Felder and Mazified your show. Remember when you guys used to talk about the sports 2 years ago? I mean, what happened?
Well, what kind of offense do you think they're going to use?
I don't know. Nobody's told me. What? Who's their offensive players? Who's their QB? What's happening?
All right. Well, we're going to.
Did you like Brian Daboll when he was here?
You'd much rather spend 20 minutes talking about the QB that's won a 6 Super Bowls about what he said during.
It's pretty
bad.
As long as
30 minutes.
Yep. The guy that's so powerful that had one tweet that posted one tweet last week, which forced the league to have a meeting and say we're going to call less penalties.
What do you care?
I'm interested if the quarterback's pissed at the owner. Because the owner wanted Antonio Brown gone, I want to know about that. And if Tommy Curran, who's been on the beat for 25 years and is close to the quarterback, is the guy reporting and talking about that, I think it's important to pay attention to. I do. I actually think that's meaningful.
And
I think it's more than man gossip, as you call it.
And if you're incapable of original thought, you don't even know. I don't know what to think. You haven't told me anything. Well, we're going to tell you what to think about. Think about your quarterback who is unhappy with the way things went down with Antonio Brown, and think about the continuing rift that may exist between the head coach, quarterback, and ownership. I mean, you don't know what to think. We're telling you what to think. Think about that. That's more interesting than Buffalo. It's more interesting than the Jets. It's more interesting than the Steelers. It's more interesting than their first four games combined. That's how interesting it was. You want to talk about the Miami Dolphins? Was that of interest to you? The team is phenomenal. It's the best Patriots team we've seen in how many years? Defensively and offensively combined. Is this the best team since at least 2007?
Probably could be.
Okay.
They're talking reminiscence of 2004.
So if you want to talk about the games,
Look at you waking up there, big boy.
I will explain it to you once again because you can't have a thought on your own. The games, in retrospect, not all that interesting.
You know the games
to preview so far, not all that interesting. You're going up against a 3-0 team. I would love to be able to talk about the battle of two undefeateds this Sunday, but it's not a conversation.
You know what's great? To the caller Tim's point about talking more sports, he wants to know about Buffalo's offense. We'll ask Stephon Gilmore after Hardy's Hub headlines because he's in the next segment with us.
A former Bill,
how good?
Are we going to talk
a
sports
former
with him?
Buffalo Bill? Can tell us about Buffalo. And maybe tell us a little bit about the
Patriots. Rather talk about Buffalo with him than the game itself. It's like the city of Buffalo.
Because he's not going to give you anything on his team's game.
No, because the players don't talk about the sport. Players don't want to talk about the games. Ever.
Good call. Big Jim called this as the other Flock of Seagulls song. I know this one, too. So you know this one.
Yes.
Can we talk about Buffalo with him? Think he'll talk about Buffalo?
I'd rather talk about Buffalo wings than talk about Buffalo football.
You laugh, yeah. You think it's funny? There's a couple knockoff joints you go to, and you get fooled, and you have a horrible wing experience when you're in Buffalo.
Headlines with Hardy, Burt Breer with us, and Stephon Gilmore next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.